Even if I knew that tomorrow the world would go to pieces, I would still plant my apple tree. Friends and family, welcome to Emmanuel Congregational Church, United Church of Christ, on this Reformation Sunday, where we celebrate the 500-year anniversary of Martin Luther posting his thesis. Emmanuel Congregational Church is an open and affirming, just, peace, multiracial church. And that means that we seek to live out God's radical welcome here and in the broader world. And as we always like to say, no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. To all of our visitors and guests, I invite you to a time of fellowship following service. That will be in the social hall. You can get there by going through the doors to my right or through the doors to my left. This is an opportunity to share in some good food, some good coffee, some good conversation with some truly awesome and amazing people. So I do invite you to please stop by for coffee hour. If you have not signed our guest book, I invite you to do so today, that you just note that if you feel comfortable to sign that guest book if you are a visitor. That way we can be in touch to say thank you and welcome. After service, Carrie and I will stand here to my right to greet people. Also, a call to care person will be there should you need prayer or confidential conversation. Also, if you want to have a conversation with Carrie or I, we're also available to meet during the week. You can contact Sue in the office and set up an appointment with us. So we are available. And so to make sure that you are aware of what's going on in the life of the church, I have a few announcements. So come one and come all to Emmanuel's service auction that will happen next Sunday, November the 5th, during second hour following service. If you want to know the list of items, you can find a list of them in your bulletin. If you cannot be there next Sunday, you still too can bid. There will be a table in the fellowship hall at the coffee hour. And so for more information, kindly see Lindsay Harvey after service, and you can place your bid there and also check out what's offered. Also, please come out this Thursday, November the 2nd at 5 p.m. for the intergenerational meal and mission dinner. This is, again, another opportunity to be in fellowship and to talk to people that you may not catch during the fellowship, in the fellowship hall. So please come out and talk to some folks there and chat and get to know one another. Also, being in community, the importance of being in community. We also have the church retreat coming up Friday, November the 10th through 11th for the adults, and November 10th through the 12th for youth. Please come out then. Again, an awesome opportunity to discern where God is calling us individually, but also discern where God is calling us collectively. So I invite you there, and also I invite now Carrie to share another special announcement.
Hi, everyone. Our Emmanuel circles start tomorrow. And as many of you discovered last week, for those of you who stayed around to do the one-on-ones last week, or probably you already knew, that this church is just full of wonderful people, and it is such a gift to get to know each one of you better. And these circles are one opportunity to get to know people better, to deepen our relationships with each other as we deepen our relationships with God. But the first one starts tomorrow, and they're really getting going over these next couple weeks, so we need you to sign up now, please. So they are in your blue insert. You can sign up, fold them up, put them right in the offering plate, and then we will follow up with information. So please do so today if you are interested in circles. Thank you so much.
I now invite us into a spirit of worship as we stand as able together and join in our call to worship. Today is Reformation Sunday, a day when we think about the sacrifices made and the risks taken by church reformers in the 15th and 16th centuries. We give thanks for living in a time and place where we experience the freedom of religious belief, gathering, and expression. The differences that exist among us only prove the extravagant mosaic beauty of God's creation. History has proven that we may never be able to predict where our journey through life may take us, but that our journey will always be filled with God's grace. Let us journey together. That journey together starts right here.